Let us move up to Halacha Dalid. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Halacha Dalid. The laws of Kibud Avoim. Hoya Aviv. Okay, it's on page Chavav, the second column. It's the second column. Hoya Aviv Oyimoy Yeshenim. I'm sorry, Halacha Gimel. I'm sorry, Halacha Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Halacha Gimel, a Zehu Kovoid, Machiloyu Mashkeyu, to give food, give drink, Malbish, to dress, Machase, Machnis, Umaitzi, to bring in, to take out, Vitneneloy, Besever, Ponim Yofos, to give whatever you give, to give in a delightful, cheerful way. Shafilu Machilu Bechol Yoim, Pitumos, fatten geese. The hera loy ponim zoyafim, and you say here, and you give it to a parent in a nasty way, nenash a love person is not mekayim the mitzvah, but in fact he's punished for an aveir. Let's see oitz dal in the bottom. Achil mashkeu v'yayim behagoyes harama yesh loy ponim rabim zanim oisai umachashim zel lefi nechasav kol echad v'yachad. Each person should give a coin to their ability. V'yim miktsas and ashirim miktsas, and let's say some are wealthy, some are poor. Nichuyavim hoashim levad ad kan. Then the wealthy have to take, they have to step up. The gam im yesh lebno ksav piturin me aviv shapat mikol v'chol mechuyv gam ken keis. Even if the father exempted, he even wrote a shtar that you have no obligation to support me. It doesn't make a difference. It's not accepted. The Torah's halacha counts. Because when the father wrote this, that he does not hold the son to, obligated to do anything in return, it does not count in the situation where the father is in a state of poverty. Okay, we all know the expression that one father can take care of 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of one father. Okay, so that's pretty much what he's saying. Okay, let's go to our next halacha. If the father or the mother was sleeping, and the key to the store, this is the store of Dom Ben Asina, was only the head, the pillow of the father. Also, you're not allowed to wake them up from their sleep. The famous kash, but if you go with the father is going to have the benefits of the father. V'im lo yakitza yitzta'er al minias harevach. If the father, if you don't wake up the father is going to have tsar. Why didn't you wake me up? Don't you realize I can't support you forever? Why didn't you wake me up? Then mitzvah li hakitza kevin, since sheyitznach bezeh, you'll have great joy. Mitzvah li hakitza leches lebes hakneses. This is another interesting shot. This is a very, very big dilemma. Are you allowed to wake up your father who's sleeping Shabbos afternoon? It's time for mincha. Are you allowed to wake up your father to go to mincha? So are you allowed to meet sad echad? Well, you have to really make an evaluation. Would he want you to wake him up? That's says the answer is yes. So here it seems to be saying that it goes without saying that the father would have wanted to never miss the minyan in his life. It goes without saying, of course he mechuyev to wake him up. But let's say a person is not a madrega where he doesn't go to minyan all the time, or he doesn't even daven all the time, and he's at home and he's sleeping, and the child wants to wake up the father to go to shul or to daven. It's tough shayla. Tough shayla.
So the Gemara deals with by Dama Ben Asina. It says, I mean, they ask
on their madrega.
Most of them leave it with tzarachia there. I mean, wouldn't the
father want
to wake up his father for?
Well, that's the first part of Allah. Right. But let's say talk about the ruchnias. But let's talk about that's for mom. But let's talk about when it comes to a mitzvah. You have over here a mitzvah. The father. Let's say his observance is borderline. Okay, that's really what he's saying over here. I don't know how literal we take what he says here. The father's, let's say, in the case of Yilachor, he's dealing in a situation where the father is fully observant, and the father wants to go to shul. And so he's not saying such a big chiddush, is that you're allowed to go wake up your father to go, because if you're not going to wake him up, he's going to miss a minyan. He's going to miss mincha. And the father would have very great tsar. So of course the father would want you to wake him up. But what's then the chiddush of this halacha? So maybe he seems to be saying, let's say the father is borderline. Yeah, sometimes he goes to minyan, sometimes he doesn't go to minyan. It's been a long day, he's very tired, it's been a long week. So let him sleep, so he'll miss the minyan. So he'll chadav mi chidus. What do you do? It's a tough shayla. Do you really go and wake up the father? Mitzad echad, he's sleeping, you're taking away his sleep. Mitzad sheni, by waking him up, he's going to do a daven mincha with a minyan. Where do you draw the line? Tough shayla, right? I don't know the answer, but he's...
My kids, you know, when Shabbos was short, we got to take a short nap. Shabbos afternoon, I said, you got to wake,
wake me up. Okay, Avanda, Akada, but...
The kids gave it over to my wife to do it. She was happy to do
it. Yeah, they were happy. In the summertime.
They were happy to your wife.
Summertime, yeah, but you know, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Now they'll wake up a kid.
A child.
Really?
Well,
either.
What do we lift in the either?
The kid will get upset.
He'll hit the father.
Right.
I don't know. Why? What do you mean? Wake up a child. Schinnacht. Wake up a child to go to shul? I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha, hey. Hayitzarich ele eze davar bi'ir. If the father needed something in the city, v'yadua she yashlimoy cheftzai b'shvil aviv, they'll do it. You need a favor, and they'll do it. Oh, who are you? I am a son of so-and-so. Oh, that's your father? It's all yours. Go to the front of the line. You got it. That if I'll just say who I am, okay, I will also be mechamed you. A person should not take credit for himself. Do me the favor because of me, but rather you should give cover to your father. Obviously, every situation is different. Sometimes there's nepotism and there's unfairness. We live in a world today where there's so much criticism, and you don't want to. You know, everything has to be fair and square. So sometimes this type of attitude of relying upon zechus avos works against you. Adrab, it's a big cover not to come onto zechus avos in many situations. But whatever the situation is, you have to ultimately do it l'shem, the covenant of the father. What?
Those you can't get something, but if you can mention
the father. You can't generalize. Obviously, every situation is different. You can't generalize. Everything is different. Pasuk halacha vav. Amru lo imay asay zos v'asa. Mother says, do this, and he does it. Oh, you have to say lashon hara on your mother. Who told you to do this? That if you say your mother told you, domestic violence. So are you allowed to lie? Al yoyim aloy she'imoy amr lo la'asayis adavar ela afal pish al yidei kain yichayitz av v'lov. So therefore you're allowed to lie. Fascinating halacha. Who says this? This is Sefer HaChassidim. Okay, the Sefer HaChassidim has a lot of interesting things on Hilchus Kibud Av V'Em. There was even bigger chidushim on the honor a wife has to give her husband. I shouldn't be saying this. The Sefer Chassidim says that a wife should call her husband. Don't say this. This is not on the tape. No one heard this. A wife is supposed to call her husband Rebbe. Her husband walks in. Rebbe. A wife should not call the husband by his first name. Don't try this at home, fella. Don't try this at home. Watch out.
Does he call her?
No, he can call her by her name. What? He can. Okay, Ois Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Okay, Halacha Zayin. Chayiv Oda Lamoy Bifne Oved Bibne Imay. A person is mechuyev to stand in the presence of his father and the presence of his mother. Ois Hey. Chayiv Lamoy Bishas. On the bottom, Ois Hey Bishas. We have a story. Isa Rabbi Yosef Ki Avishama Kol Kari Dime. When Rabbi Yosef would hear, Rabbi Yosef was blind. When Rabbi Yosef would hear the footsteps of his mother, Eiko Mikama, he would stand and he said the following words, Mikama Shechina. I'm standing in the presence of the Shechina. He equated his parents, his mother, to the Shechina. Even if the father of the parent is not within Dalai Lama's, the father is at a distance. He heard the footsteps. You can hear the footsteps of another person when the person is more than Dalai Lama's away. You mechuyif to stand in the Avagavad, even though he did not see, he was blind. You mechuyif to stand even when you hear the steps of your father coming. Even the father is blind. He doesn't even see that you're standing in front of him. Why? You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the Shechina. The parent has the status of the Shechina. The Shechina is invisible also. You have to stand. Why? Also for yourself, that you should make an impression upon you that this is my parent. I'm mechuyif to stand for my parent. Even though the parent does not know that he is present. say Aide Zechuchis, via Shoshis, via Shisha through glass or a mirror, whatever Chayav Lamo Mipana, if you see, you don't see directly, there's a Chatzitza, you see at a distance, to you also believe the Sinvachim Isi, Beshut, Safnas Paneach, Lagoin, Mahari, Rezin, Miransheberg.
The Rogachava.
So therefore, he passes that you believe the Sin no matter what, even if you do not see at a distance, whether that Lamo is even through glass or all situations, there's a very good Chiv to stand for a parent. If you stare, he's saying a very good kasha. Yes, he's saying very interesting. He's saying through Skype. It's very, very interesting. You could definitely argue, I don't know the answer, obviously, but you could extrapolate from this that the answer is yes. Because it says that you hear the sound of his footsteps, you're doing it really for yourself. You're doing it to make an impression upon yourself that I'm now in contact, I am devoting my attention to so-and-so, that requires a frame of mind. The frame of mind requires you to stand. There are many stories about Talmidim. They don't have this about parents, but I read a lot of stories about Talmidim that when they spoke to their Rebbe, they would stand when, even though they're 1,000 miles away, they would stand when they spoke to them on the phone out of Kavod and of Yiras Horoinimus.
So, you put on the guard.
What? When they talk to the Rebbe on the phone?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so you see there's something to it. So obviously a parent is then no different.
Uri Zohar tells the story that when he became ill,
yeah,
he started sending his children to Cheder. His wife was still wavering. And he said one time he walked into the house and his kid stood up. He walked out of the room, walked back into the room, his kid stood up. Finally he said, "What are you standing up for?" So the kid said, "My Rebbe taught us today, when the father or mother walks in, you have to get up." He said that's when his wife was convinced to go all the way.
Wow, what a beautiful story. Beautiful story.
Who is this?
Uri Zohar.
That's when the wife decided to
go. Wow, okay, what a story. Yeah.
If your parents are unconscious, let's say in the hospital or nursing home, they don't recognize it.
So that's what he says. He's still mechuyev. That's what it says. It says it's for you.
It's an offer to Gemara. The Gemara has the mouth.
That's what it says here. Beferish, yeah, you mechuyev. That you mechuyev because you're not just doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself, and you're also doing it because they represent the Shechina. They represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, the answer is obviously yes.
They're the partners.
They're the partners. The three partners. We learned it last week.
Only somebody living.
Somebody asked me. You say, for example, if you were talking to a conscious person as you're leaving the hospital, you would say goodnight and all that. You don't know if they hear you or anything. Are you mechuyev to say as if you treat?
I don't know mechuyev to say whatever the doctors say to do, whatever they tell you to do, whatever they.
The doctor's not going to tell you anything.
They don't. Every situation, you can't. These type of things, you cannot generalize. Every situation is different.
They say that people in the coma remember.
Some do, some don't.
Only for somebody like. What is
it? I had a relative that was in a coma, and we used to go and talk to him. They came out of the coma. No clue.
He had no.
Do you remember what we told you? This zero, nothing, no clue, nothing whatsoever. On the other hand, you have these stories that they come out of the coma. They tell you verbatim, word for word.
This was in the coma for 2 years.
Yeah.
Got out of it and remembered quite a few of this conversation.
Quite a few. Okay, so everyone is different. Like I said, everything.
For living parents. In other words, if
parents. Oh, so the laws of Kibbutz Avno. Yeah, this for living. We're dealing with the living.
Because I told my sister once to stand up and. I saw my parents' pictures.
Pictures?
I don't know.
Living, only, oh, here so far we're dealing with living. We're only dealing here with the living so far. Okay, let's halacha vav. Halacha ches. Chayiv l'chabdam gam l'achar moysam. Kibud av ha'im does not end after a parent, Rachman l'tzlan, goes to the next world. The im mazkirim b'sech yud beis chodesh. This is a very important halacha. Not everyone knows this halacha. When a person mentions their parent within 12 months of their petira, the peh oy b'chsav oymer oy kaisav, you should say, you should write hareini kaparas mishkavai. Okay, that's a very important halacha. Toch yud beis chodesh. Whenever you mention the father's name, hareini kaparas mishkavai, which means I am the atonement of his resting. And he explains in the parentheses, perish a lie. It's a very scary thing what it says here. A lie. Whatever evil was meant to come upon his neshama, may he be spared, and may it come upon me in his stead. said. Okay, that's scary stuff. Person says that with kavana. Oy mishkava, or kavas mishkava for a woman, for a feminine form, the feminine form. Uli acha yud beis chodesh. So then, after we have a mesorah that after yud beis chodesh, that's it. There is no more punishment for to the neshama. Kavar kibul mashakibul v'shein mishvat b'shoy yishol b'gehenim ella shnei masor chodesh. Oymer oykay sev zich roinoy levracha ilchayei ha'olam haba. Okay, beautiful expression. Zichron levracha ilam haba. Oy zichroino. Like I mentioned many times, today we live in an inflated, exaggerated society. Everyone today has become zecher tzaddik levracha. Years ago, you would never throw around those terms loosely. You would say about a person, olav hashalom. The Gemara says about Avraham Avinu, there is no one greater, olav hashalom. About Moshe Rabbeinu, olav hashalom. So today we know better. Today it's zechoinu levracha, zecher tzaddik levracha, zecher tzaddik u'kodesh levracha, zecher hagoin ha'adir.
Here we go.
So we become an inflated society. Okay, now Rabbi Reisman in his book Pathway to the Prophets, if I'm not mistaken, he says today, if you write about a person who's a shtikel talmid chacham, olav hashalom, it's the greatest insult. That's how it's perceived in today's society. It's tragic. You write, oh, it means basically. All of Hashem stands for Ayin Hay stands for Am Haaretz. That's what. I'm not joking. That's what it has become today. And Rabbi Reisman, Eish Lahava, he's very upset. He says that Olav Hashalom is a much greater title, a much greater appendage than saying Zichronu Levracha, because first of all, that's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says about Avraham Avinu. That's what it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's the Shem Hashem. Olav Hashalom. The Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. Zichronu Levracha may be remembered for good. You're not saying anything. You're not attaching Hashem's name. So it's a much more beautiful expression to say about a person, all of Hashem. But go fight City Hall. What are you going to do? You're going to start saying, oh, Hashem, you're not going to start doing this because that's the way we live today. We live today in the Olam Hafach. So what can we do about it? Yeah. Okay, let's go further. Yeah. Let's see on the bottom we have ois. No, we don't. Oisvav. Okay, gam lachem oisam ayin b'shut noida b'yehuda. Tanina. Okay, b'mi shetziva olav shul lefnei moisav kach v'kach liachem moisav tzivsa imo olav la'asoyis tehepach. Father says to do this, and then when the father dies, the mother says, "No, I want to do just the opposite." Let's even makam kufur. Where do we be buried? Plus, the father wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and the son says, and then the mother says, "No, he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going right here, backyard." So what is the halacha? with the fish next to the tombstone for the goldfish. That's where he's going. So what is the halacha? Hela de la'achar moisa mechuyiv l'shmei v'kolimo. You know you have mechuyiv. That's what the mother says. V'day kein mirashi. Ayin shav. I don't know where this rashi is. V'ayin b'shut ha'gona b'hivi ega. Shehik sha'olah midivir ha'beis yosef. V'ayin b'shut divir malkiel. Nami herch b'zeh. V'elo she'en chilik bein l'achar moisa misa. Bein nechayim. He disagrees. V'meneil b'nidun zeh yikayim divir aviv. So it's a big machlok. Obviously, you can't generalize. Every situation is different. When the father says to do one thing, it's very common. Achamisa, the father said who should get the Yerusha. The father said where he should be buried. The father said what he wants. Who should take over his position. Who he has a job. Let's live very, very common. Who he has a job. Let's say he owns a store. Or let's say he's a Rav. He's a Rosh Shiva. And the father, this is nice in Bechol Yom. The father says, I want this son, the second oldest son, to take Malim Mekoyma. And then the mother says, no, I disagree. I want the oldest son. I want the other son. I want my favorite son to be nice in Bechol Yom. Right? So, nice in Bechol Yom. So, who do you listen to? Obviously, it's Machol Yom. You can generalize. Every situation is different. Okay, let's go further. Halacha test. I feel love Russia. Even if Chas Rishon, the father is a Russia, Balaveris, Mechabdo, Mishra, Mimeno, doesn't make a difference. You have to give him honor, and you have to have fear from him. Afilu Mamzer, Chai Bechvoid Ovim, Maro, even the Mamzer is Chai to give cover to his father and to fear him. The Yeh, some say, Dein Mechuiv, Lechavid Ovim, Russia. Some say, no, that the father is a Russia, Nam Chuiv, give cover, calls Manshali Osser, Chuva, the Ein, Letzaroi, the Ach, Letzaroi Osser. Everyone agrees. One thing, not giving a father who is a Russia covered, that's one thing, but to give him Tsar Osser, Yeh, Lahachamir, Kisvar, Rishana, Nogay, Halach, Lamais. Not no us, but it's very fascinating what happened in the. You're always looking, people who are bottom, always looking to take situations in the second world and apply it to halacha. In France, okay, I don't know the names of the people involved. soft. But in France, someone in Parliament, there was a woman who is who's in government, and her father was also in government. And anyone know the names of these people? And the father says some nasty comment about the Jews in the Holocaust. I remember I read on Shabbos. What the father said? The father said so the daughter went out on a tirade against her father. So is that halachically correct what she did? Let's say Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's father is a virulent anti-Semite.
So is Mel Gibson?
What? Mel Gibson also. Absolutely. Absolutely. Did terrible things. What?
You gotta say that he's a mamzer because his
You have to say it's a mamzer. We nichshol in the for future daros, of course. No one's on air. But that's going one way. That's let's talk about is a child to what degree is a child allowed to come out publicly and discredit his father? Very tough shilas. Mel Gibson. Let's say we're not dealing with anti-Semites. Okay, we're not dealing with. But we're talking about. Let's say you would take the equivalent of that situation, Mel Gibson and his father, and you would take it to someone in the Jewish community, and there's a father who's a good for nothing, and then there's a son, and they ask the son who is somewhere in the middle, whatever, to comment on his father. So should the son just keep his mouth shut? Or should the son say, "Listen, my father's a mamzer. My father, I don't know. These are very tough shots in that situation in France. Take that same situation and cleanse it to a situation where you're among the Jewish community. What would halacha say in a similar situation? So that's really what he's dealing with here in this halacha. It's one thing is differentiating. It's one thing that you don't have to give your father kavod, but it's another thing to give your father tsar. Father is a Russia. We have a machlekes. What?
To publicly disavow
l'chore is a form of tsar. L'chore, that's for form of tsar. The father is a Russia. That's what he says to you. Let's make no mistake. It says that the father is a Russia. There's a machlekes. Does the child have to give the father kavod? Do I have to go in public and say nice things about my father? So some say, yeah. He's your father, so he's not a very good person in the community. Listen, so that's nothing I can do about that, but he's my father, I have to go have respect for my father. But to go give him tsar, to go just keep your mouth shut. My father said what he said, it's none of my business, it does not represent my opinion. My father's my father. I have to go up and speak up. L'chora, it would appear that what she did, this woman, if you would take that type of situation, in this situation it works in our favor, obviously, but if you would take that type of situation and apply it to a Jewish, it would be shaloi kehalacha. Shaloi kehalacha.
Why did Chacham had to get him the chassal comment on this Yahoo dragging his father's bones?
Oh, so that was another. So there, that's a whole question. They were hoidel of that, and they said it was good.
Right.
So how do you look at that? That was Avodah Zarah.
It
was Harasha. He dragged the bones of his father. He was a melech.
It's still the father was. It's also obligated in Kvod Shemayim, and he did.
Right.
Okay, let's see another halacha. Okay, so this is something very interesting. Let's go to halacha Zion. Okay, on the bottom, let's see what it says here on the bottom. V'yeshlach mitzvah rishon, so yisil v'yeshu yimachan l'sor rishon, that you should not be m'vaz father. Ayuz Zion. V'yeshlach mitzvah rishon, ayim shuchanach, de'im b'noi rav v'av talmidoi. Let's say the son is the rav and the father is the talmid. You have this situation very often, not very often, but it happens every so often where the child is the rav and the father is the mispal in the shul, v'av talmidoi. Kol echa mehem oy b'bnei hasheni. Each one has to stand from the rav. When the father walks in, when the son walks in, to give the Shabbos, ha'gadol drav, the father who was in the audience has to stand for his son. Shocking. Can you imagine? You have a father has the great nachas, the son became a rav, he's giving the shabbos, he walks in the shul, so the father has to stand up with the rest of his son. He's giving cover to his son. What?
If you're in a shul,
I'm assuming that if you're in a shul, when the rav comes in, everyone is begedder a talmid. That's the way. That's derech eretz. Mm-hmm. The rav is the rav. Whoever's in the shul is begedder for the moment. For the moment, you're not the rabbi. The rabbi is the rabbi, and everyone else are the balabatim. So you stand up for the rabbi. When the rabbi ascends the pulpit, everyone stands in honor of the rabbi. Even if the father. I wonder what my cousin Meir Soloveitchik. So when he when the rabbi when he gets up to give his sermon in the Sephardic, fasting, what goes on there, in the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, it's a whole ceremony. When the rabbi gets up to give the drasha, he ascends and the choir sings. The choir sings.
You said you make contact for Memorial Day when he goes out to the cemetery?
But that's the secular Memorial Day, not Yom HaZikaron.
Right,
yeah, but the Memorial Day was a long time ago.
May
31st
is Memorial
Day. Also, you want to go to the cemetery? You have to find out. He wrote an article. You saw his article about Lincoln?
It's the second
150th birthday from Lincoln's assassination? But you know, it's very interesting. His father's a big Rashi. His father's a Talmud Chacham par excellence. So, Goyim Shebegoyim. Mayor Yaakov Soloveitchik, the rabbi of the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, his father is Rabbi Elio Soloveitchik. He is the Rashiv in Landers College. He is the son of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Oh. He knows Kol HaTorah Kulo Kolt. He knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, and I assume every so often he goes to visit his son. I'm assuming every so often. I don't know. He goes every so often. He probably visits. He visits his son. He goes for Shabbos to see his grandchildren. He probably goes there. So when Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik gives his sermon in the Spanish Portuguese synagogue, it's a show. It's a Broadway show. He gets up, he walks up to the podium, he stands in a certain place, and the choir sings, and he faces the audience, the magnificent Aron Kodesh, and he turns around. I'm assuming the whole kila stands. I'm assuming they stand. I imagine when the rabbi goes up, right? That's probably what they do. So here,
the truth is, this is for a father. It's the biggest night.
But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Depends where, what, who, how. You know, every situation is different. Let's see. If the son is gadol, if the son is a very great talmid chacham, then it can become uncomfortable. And indeed, where do we find this? We find this by Yosef. Yosef had tzaddik when Yaakov says in Chazal, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, so it says in Chazal they didn't see each other very much, if at all, because of this problem that Yaakov would be mechuyev to give kavod to Yosef as the Mishnah Lamelech. But on the other hand, Yaakov is the father, so it became a very uncomfortable type of situation. So they did not see each other very much. And the difference to a different gedolim as well. I don't remember. Do you not remember the number?
He brings over here.
The Ayin Beresh Kedushin Dechain Nosam Maram Maramer.
Dechain
Nosam Maram the Rittenberg. Maramer Shemayim Hikul Pnei Aviv. When he Beloy Gedul, he would not accept the Pnei Aviv. Even though he is your son, stand up for him. So he passed him to the father of he passed him to Abba Mar Berei, the Abba, the son. He passed him to Rav Papa. Rav Papa was a very wealthy man. He owned a business. And was a very big Talmud Chacham. But he had a son, Abba Mori Bar Papa. Right? We're saying that the papas. So Bar Papa had a son, was Abba Mori Bar Berei. It was a very great Talmud Chacham.
Abba Mori, his son.
So the Rav Papa sent a Shaila to the Gedolei Yisrael, and they told him that you should stand for your son. Af al pi shu b'no oved yukaru l'toira. V'harosh noag lokum b'nei b'no harabeinu yichil b'nei shu hoyoch kocham God. Like you said, those situations probably was the greatest comfort for the father to stand for their child. Okay, it's very late, so we're going to stop over here. Take a short break.